And welcome back to the Dog Pound Report. Joining us now, Browns head writer Andrew Gribble. Gribbs, thanks for stopping by this week.
Hey, it's great to be back. I like working with these new faces here.
Yeah, I know. I'm the first-time guy. You got to be nice to me. Now, you have an article that answers a lot of questions about the OTAs. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, we're rolling out the mailbag. We're going to make it a weekly installment on ClevelandBrowns.com. And we fielded a lot of questions, but the one that I was most intrigued by was a fan asking me, will the Cleveland Browns run the ball more in 2015? And I think it's a good question because you look at what the Browns have invested on the offensive line with the pick of Cameron Irving when you already had a pretty good starting offensive line to begin with. Then there's maybe that uncertainty at quarterback, bringing in Josh McCown, who's is an admitted game manager. He wants to control what the Browns are doing on offense. And then you've got those running backs, a lot of young running backs, Isaiah Crowell, Terrence West. You add Duke Johnson to mix, a guy like Glenn Winston they love. There's a lot of competition at that position. So it makes you wonder, are they going to run more? It's hard to figure, though, because the Browns already were running the ball a lot last year, sixth in the league in rushing attempts. So I just think they're going to maintain it, if not exceed that total in 2015.
Andrew, you mentioned all three backs, Isaiah Crowell, Terrence West, and now Duke Johnson. What are the differences between all three players, and what roles will they play in the upcoming season?
Well, I think Crowell and West are both pretty similar. And I think in the NFL today, you have to kind of have that two-headed monster of traditional running backs. There aren't many Adrian Petersons in this league. So those are two guys that they can divide the carries. They're both used to carrying about 25, 30 times in college, but here you only need him about 12, 15 carries a game. But then you bring in Duke Johnson, who's kind of a change of pace guy. Even though he was kind of the bell cow at Miami, he's coming in here to do specific things like catch passes out of the backfield, maybe add some speed to the outside, be your third down guy, and also do some special teams work. So he's a kind of running back that the Browns just really didn't have last year in the offense.
I think whenever people think about adjustments to the offense and you get new faces to run the offense, everybody's thinking, oh no, they're going to do some drastic things. But when you got a guy like Mike Pettine who wants to run the football, there's not going to be a lot of changes, is there?
Right. And John DeFilippo, he's a new offensive coordinator, but he's not trying to bring in his system. He's trying to do what's best for the Browns. And I think the thing he saw last year was they did a lot of good things running the ball, particularly when Alex Mack was on the field. You know, before he went down with an injury, it was about 148 yards per game rushing. The three games after he was out, they didn't even crack 70 yards. And then they finished the season about 108 yards a game. So they know they have the pieces in place to run the ball. So he's picked some pieces from that playbook last year, done what they do well, and then added in his sprinkling, which maybe more focuses on the passing game.
All right, and of course, one of those running backs that are in the mix attended his first ever OTA this week. That is Duke Johnson. Let's see what he had to say about his spot in the backfield.
I think that's why they brought me in, because I'm that kind of a change of pace back that can kind of line up anywhere and run things that maybe most running backs can't. And I'm looking forward to see just the different ways we use me in offense, if it's from receiver, routes out the backfield, whatever it takes, I'm all in.
See, I loved this pick from the start. I mean, you already had the two young guys getting a lot of experience. Now you throw in this guy, an explosive guy who can hit the hole and really kind of a game changer. How does he kind of fit in that? Well, if you have those three young guys, how's he going to fit in that backfield?
Well, you know, I think Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell, they both are, they say they can catch the ball, and I think they will catch the ball more this season. But Duke Johnson's a guy that's proven it in college level. He had about 38 receptions for 40 yards, a few touchdowns at Miami. He likes catching the ball in the backfield. John DeFilippo says he wants to get the running backs more involved in the passing game. It's a really good safety option for the quarterback. Just dump it down and let them do the work and run up the field. So, you know, I think that is one reason that Duke Johnson excites you. Two is what this guy can do on special teams. I think he was an explosive kick returner as a freshman at Miami. They took him off that role later in his career because they wanted to save him for the running game. But he's open to both kicks and punts with the Browns. So we'll see how he works his way into that position, but he's competing there right away.
What's going on in ClevelandBrowns.com? You know, what can people tune in on the Browns mobile app or ClevelandBrowns.com right now?
Well, you know, this is the summer, so we're allowed to kind of dive deeper into some stories. We've already written about Simon Fraser and kind of his career after the Browns. We're going to Alabama this week to really dive deep into Carlos Dansby's relationship with his father. So just more in-depth stories. They'll be on the way and rolling out over the next couple months.
Gribbs, good stuff, as always.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for
man.
Stopping in.
Thanks, guys.
Busy guy. Always a very busy guy. Stick around. Much more to come with the Dog Pound Report. After this timeout, we'll be right back.
Coming up next, will the Cleveland Cavaliers win the NBA championship, plus our weekly predictions?